Strong personalities can have big effects on the built environment. Take the gleaming gold Trump sign that looms above New York City, for example. So how did the 20th century Bulgar King transform the skyline of Istanbul? You're listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle production brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. In this episode, Emily Wither takes us to the seventh hill of Turkey's largest city to explore the Bulgar Palace.
The Bulgar Palace in Istanbul sits awkwardly amidst an urban sprawl that rapidly grew around its grounds like weeds. This impressive building, with a strange name, has long fascinated the local population, desperate to catch a glimpse inside, lured in by tales of controversy. The mansion, with its high walls and overgrown courtyard, had long been abandoned, only adding to its intrigue. This year, the imposing wooden gates to the Bulgar Palace were finally opened to the public after more than 100 years. Resembling a castle, complete with a turret-turned viewing platform jutting out from its attic, the building boasts an impressive view of Istanbul's skyline of minarets, construction machinery, and the Marmara Sea, where ships crowd the horizon, waiting their turn to enter the Bosphorus Strait. The century-old building looks down on the chaos from the seventh hill of the city in Fatih, a district in the heart of old Istanbul. Formerly Constantinople, the city was founded on seven hills between the Black Sea and the Marmara, surrounded by city walls. The mansion was originally named after Mehmet Habib Bey, a soldier and member of parliament in the Ottoman Empire. In 1912, it's believed he commissioned the renowned Italian-educated architect Giulio Mongeri to build it. Its pointed arches, pillars, wide eaves, domes, and facade of cut stone is a classic example of a style that was popular in the first three decades of the 20th century. It was a time when Turkish architecture enjoyed somewhat of a renaissance in what is known as the first national architectural movement. Its aim was to create a Turkish national style, taking inspiration from Seljuk and Ottoman techniques and applying them to modern buildings. The mansion widely became known as Bulgar Palace, as Habib Bey made his fortune through the grain trade, earning the nickname the Bulgar King. But his riches didn't go far enough to see his dream home completed. Following the First World War and the occupation of Istanbul by the Allied powers, the Bulgar King was exiled to Malta, a British colony at the time. When he returned a few years later, he took out a loan from the Ottoman bank to complete the mansion. By this point, he was struggling financially, and his lucrative position in the grain trade was no more. He died from a heart attack before the building was completed, and his wife had to transfer the building to the Ottoman bank to clear their unpaid debts in 1926. The bank transformed the mansion into an archive, housing important papers relating to money, law, and society. It also acted as a residence for Ottoman bank employees before being transferred to a private bank in 2001. By this point, the building stood empty, and over the years, the grand mansion became neglected and fell into disrepair. Now, Istanbul's municipality has given this majestic structure a new lease, restoring the mysterious mansion on the seventh hill and handing it over to the public as a library and exhibition space. The exposed brickwork, open staircases and high ceilings are flooded with light and shadows that move slowly throughout the day, creating a calming kaleidoscope. The Bulgar King never got to enjoy his mansion, but the people of Istanbul will enjoy it for years to come.
Tall Stories is a Monocle production from the team behind The Urbanist. This episode was written by Emily Wither and produced and edited by David Stevens. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to receive new episodes every week. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. Thank you for listening, City Lovers.